The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
It's literally me. I am the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Grinch is 2020 mood.
Solve all hunger, tell nobody. Why am
I need to watch that tonight. That's hilarious.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we are here for a good time and a jolly Christmas time. So if you're easily offended, then you should.
I'm trying to think of like a Christmas song that says something about
I'm
like
trying
writing.
To think of something from the Grinch. Like,
then
what does
you
he
should
say?
Dasha na na na.
Some
people are Christmas songers and some people just aren't.
You know, some people are literally just Christmas people. I am like, I'm like a medium Christmas person, but my favorite Christmas movie ever, what's yours?
Elf.
I love Elf as well, but I also love The Grinch.
Yeah, The Grinch is hilarious.
So fucking funny.
I have a video of you looking like The Grinch, remember, in New York.
I feel like I look like The Grinch most Sundays, if I'm honest.
It's the way you're walking and it's when he can't find anything to wear.
And
in this video of Lucy in New York, she dead set does the exact same thing. It's so funny.
No, this is my favourite part from it. I've got it up. I'm going to read it out to you guys. My day, 4 p.m., wallow in self-pity, 4:30, stare into the abyss, 5 o'clock, solve what world hunger, tell no one, 5:30, jazzercise, 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with myself, loathing, I am booked. That is literally me. I am the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Grinch is 2020 mood.
Solve world hunger, tell nobody. Why am
I
literally the Grinch?
Holy, I need to watch that tonight. That's hilarious.
I watched it again the other day and I was like, literally, I love that man.
He is so funny. And the little who's from Whoville. Fuck, this is giving me vibes. Being at the Spin Studio Network with their fucking adorable Christmas tree and flower.
I need to get jolly.
Yeah.
Holly jolly. I need to get, you know, anything other than the mood we're in at the moment. Like, I literally am living out of
I'm in a great mood.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'm just living out of a suitcase.
I'm living out of a suitcase.
Hungover 90% of the time, working more than any normal human being should ever.
Tell you what, though, some of our best banter comes when we're hungover.
Yeah, true.
We're not hungover today.
No, we're not hungover today, just to clarify.
But I'll tell you what, after last week, our Christmas party, and then we end up having like a bit of a big weekend, I am exhausted. Bucket. What?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Last week was massive.
All right. So how was our week's LJ?
Fucking huge.
Huge, darling.
Huge, mate.
We had our Jagger and Stone Christmas party on Wednesday last week, and I feel like I've been literally recovering ever since. It was a wild, wild time.
Well, then we had an accidental blowout on Friday night too when we celebrated Fish's mum's 70th, HB Rosie.
HB, baby.
So we had an epic weekend.
Literally. We still haven't really moved that much into our house, like not as much as we thought.
No.
It's just a slow process. You know, like we've got to hire a hubby around, giving us quotes and shit, and then we just got to wait for him to come back. Hang up all our tings.
I know, it's honestly just never ending.
It's just the time of the year as well, you know. There's lots on. But otherwise, other than that, we are preparing to drop something very exciting for Jagger and Stone.
Well, we are. We've got so much exciting stuff coming.
Have we ever told anyone what we're doing? No, we've got to wait.
Well, it will have launched by now.
Surely.
Yeah, swim.
We are doing Jagger and Stone Swim.
And it is so sick.
The punters are going to love it.
They really are. You guys would know this by now because this will be live on Friday.
Yeah.
And it'll be live. But if you haven't gotten your hands on some, get your hands on it now. It is such a vibe dooski and we just love it.
Yeah, very proud of that one, dolls.
Love it.
And other than that, we're off to M. Davies' birthday in Perth.
We are, indeed. We'll be on a plane when this is going live.
Literally. I've never been to Perth, so I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah. Well, I've only been once and it was for work, so I haven't experienced it either, so we're going to have the best time. Time. But, yeah, it's a crazy time of the year. We're both doing a million things and so, yeah, life is just a bit nuts.
Life is but a dream and a journey.
It is. But anyway, what are we having a little sip of today, Dol? We've got a beautiful, exciting new drink to try today. So today's drink of the episode is the Nexpa sugar-free tonic water.
Yum, yum, chooks bum.
And so I'm actually trying the lime, cucumber and mint mixed with gin.
And I am on the harami lemon with gin. It is so...
Harami! Yeah, talk me through that exotic little ingredient.
It's honestly just tastes so fresh. It's just like having like a normal tonic, but yeah, super spritzy for summer. And I love lemon in all of my drinks. Mm. It's a personal favourite flavour of mine.
Yeah, me too. Well, you guys may have heard of the Nexpa kombucha, but did you know they actually do a tonic water and so much more? So it's actually the only natural sugar-free tonic on the market here in Australia. And being natural means no sugar and no artificials. So they're all naturally flavoured and coloured and come in classic, lime, cucumber and mint, and a pear, jasmine and harami lemon flavours. They're all from natural ingredients. They've got no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no caffeine, and are super low in calories, which is obviously such a vibe for us all.
Literally. So people don't actually realise that the average tonic water serve has over 6 teaspoons of sugar in it.
Ooh-y.
That is a lot to digest right there. So that's similar to drinking a full-fat Coke. So the average 1 litre bottle of tonic water has over 22 teaspoons of sugar, which is just insane. So no wonder that you wake up feeling like shit when you've had too many sugary mixes on a night out.
Feels.
So this is definitely a much better option. And honestly, it just tastes so good. We have actually tried a few other products from the Nexpa range as well, and they all are really tasty.
Yeah, definitely. So you can have your cake and eat it too, doll. A healthier mixer, but tastes just as good. I love that.
Yes. So to try some of the yummy drinks, just head to Coles or Woolworths online or in store.
Yeah, cheers, babies.
But yeah, so today's episode, you know,
because bonus ep, baby.
Is a bonus ep. You're welcome. And
you're welcome.
Because it tis the season, we are going to be doing a bit of a Christmas gift ideas, inspo, surviving the holiday season kind of vibe episode. So while Lucy's on selfie, I'm just trying to fix your hair so much.
I literally, my hair, I need to get another Behave treatment. If you're listening, Jess, book me in for a Behave doll.
But yeah, so we're going to do, we've got some tips for party dressing because, you know, it's bloody summer here. It's fucking hot. Gift ideas and then general survival. So we thought we'd start with straight up with the heavy hitter, which is general survival.
General survival.
Of the holiday season.
What are you doing to generally survive at the moment, doll?
Fucking honestly, I'm just trying to, I just need to book my flight so my parents stop asking me if I've done it because
that's
currently my major dilemma. It's like mum thinks I'm not coming home. I'm like, doll, I'll be there. I just haven't booked yet. But confirming
I hate to say it, but we go through this every single year. Just book your flights earlier so your mum doesn't stress.
I know. I need to.
Literally. Fucking.
I'm going to do it tonight.
I'm going to also do it tonight. I need to do it.
Emily will be doing it for
us
tonight.
Yeah, Emily will be doing it for us tonight. But anyway, back to some general survival. So what's your first tip on generally surviving this silly season? Because I actually need to listen to your tips because right now I wouldn't say I'm generally surviving. I'm generally drowning and wallowing in self-pity and solving world hunger and not telling anyone.
God, you're an absolute gem, aren't you?
Mm.
So number one that we had on the list is because, you know, and it's not like this for everybody, and we hope that even those who don't have a family this Christmas get to, you know, spend it doing something that they love as well. But for those who are going to be with their family this Christmas, weirdly enough, although it is the season to be jolly, I feel like that is sort of where lots of family blow-ups can occur. You know, lots of people are drinking, lots of people are seeing each other again. Everyone's kind of like...
Oh, I haven't had a Christmas in like 10 years that I haven't had a blow-up with my mum.
Well, honestly. So, yeah, I think...
Fingers crossed for this year.
Rule number one, you know, it's probably not the best time to be airing family grievances. So if you've got something,
A grievances?
Like, for example, like something that's, you know, an issue within your family, like you don't have to wait till you get pissed to bring it up over Christmas dinner. Like maybe just realise that it's not the time or the place, don't ruin everyone else's Christmas.
Yeah.
Bring it up in like a safer.
Or a more private
more
environment.
Sober private environment.
Sometimes though you only see your families once a year at Christmas.
I think that's the whole point of this tip though.
Yeah, true.
You know, don't ruin it.
Don't just ruin your one time.
Yeah, hang in there, try and enjoy the time together. Maybe something you can do each day at the start and end is, you know, practice what you're grateful for. So wake up, set an intention for the day. When you go to bed, reflect on the day, think of something you're grateful for. Especially those, you know, like I don't ever see my family that much, so I'll be like fucking frothing to the coffin to be hanging out with the babies, getting out little oats for the reindeer's doll.
Love that for you.
So, yeah, I think that's just a good one to remember. Try and keep you cool, not have any family blow-ups, just be grateful to be spending time together, and that's my tip for that.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think it's when there's a lot of unresolved issues and people that get together that haven't seen each other in a while, fueled with the addition of lots of alcohol, sometimes it can get a little bit crazy. But if you can go into it with that kind of top of mind before your Christmas time together, you might come out and have a lot more of a successful holiday season.
Yeah. What's your sort of, like, when are you pissed by? What time?
Me?
At your Christmases, yeah.
Oh, 6 p.m.? What about you?
Yeah, see, we do a big lunch, but then usually we're all so full after lunch. I have like a little lay down because it's in the aircon, and then take the kids swimming all arvo, and then we like drink cocktails at like, you know, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, it all just depends. Yeah. We had like 2 years ago, we had the most debaucherous, or however the fuck, debaucherous Christmas ever. My mum hired a house in Mission Beach for like a week, and like I swear to God, it was like a bender.
Was that when you were like posing with the beetroots and stuff?
Yeah, it was really weird.
That looked pretty weird from the outside.
It was a really weird Christmas. And there was a lot. We were just like partying the whole time.
I remember your mum and auntie did like a takeover. Hey guys, we're going to be showing you the real effects of alcohol here today.
Oh, this is drink one. Absolute lunatics.
And I think they stopped filming at like drink 3, and I was like, don't.
They are actually turned. But anyway, second tip of your general surviving the holiday season, plan. This is very girly, but I don't even care because you guys are all going to be like, fucking feels, girl. Plan your fake tan schedule. Mate. There's nothing worse than around this time of the year, because all of a sudden there's just goes from being no events to a million events. You're not just having things on weekends.
Mm.
So you're trying to like figure out when to tan around, you know, you have a Tuesday night Christmas party. Well, I'm telling you right now, by Tuesday night, I'm looking pretty fucking scaly.
Literally.
So you need to find a way around doing that. So be strategic in your planning of your...
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, think ahead. Like, what did we do the other day? We had to get our makeup done for something, and we were like, shit, didn't book it in. Everyone was, like, booked out. And then, yeah, we just couldn't even, like, get it done. And
I know, crazy.
Everyone's so busy at the
moment. So busy. All right, number 3, don't overcommit yourself. No one likes a piker. This is advice we need to take, but also we've had a lot of people bail on us recently.
A lot.
So we can say that from both sides of the fence, it's not fun for anyone. So
I think, yeah, it's just like you got to look after yourself and your time schedule at this time of the year, I think. But
you do.
You know, and like Lucy and I get like, oh, no, we try and go to everything for everyone. And if people don't come to ours, like get a bit bitter. But then we're like, nah, fuck it. People just have shit on.
Yeah.
And then just gives us more like more confidence to say no to things that, you know, we don't really want to go to, but you feel like you have to. But
yeah,
it's like, no one has to do anything. You can just fucking...
Well, I can guarantee you anyone that missed the Jagger and Stone Christmas party last week will well and truly feel like they missed out, because it was an absolute rinser.
Oh, and they copped an earful from us. We were like, we bitch, why aren't we doing our parties?
No, I didn't even really do that anymore. I was just like, don't care, don't come, don't care. You're not getting invited next time, stupid bitch.
Not that I'm holding on to anything.
No, not that I'm holding on to any grudges. Kidding. All right, number 4, have yourself a very specific hangover cure that works for you. Mine personally.
I thought you were fully going with, have yourself a very specific hangover cure.
Wow, that's not even how it goes. Fucking learn Christmas carols, bro.
Dude, obviously I'm not singing that song.
Have yourself a very specific hangover cure.
Don't know either.
Now, I do know.
It says, have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
May all your dreams come true. That's how it goes.
Why do we sound so free?
And
I'll tell you exactly what that is, bro. It's
Bloody
called
Marys.
A Bloody Mary. Lots of Tabasco, salt and pepper.
But I find Bloody Marys only really work when you're backing it up and getting on round 2. Like, I couldn't have just, if I had to go to work the next day, I don't think I'd be able to start drinking Bloody Marys.
No way.
Yeah, it's more
that's
like.
That's almost a bit dysfunctional. Though.
Yeah. I mean, listen, wouldn't we, I have done it before.
Yeah. That's a really good one. So, and make sure you have a bit of celery in there, you know, or just, you know, a bit of Uber Eats. I'm a good, big fan of nachos.
What are you saying? That's a hangover cure?
Yeah.
I just think that's you're hungry and you eat it because you're hungover. I don't think it's curing your hangover.
Oh, definitely a little bit.
Hangover cures are like things that like, you know, you need to have to like be able to like fucking get through, like Hydrolite.
Oh,
Bloody Marys. Actually,
is Hydrolite something that I want to get into?
Before you go to bed, having four massive glasses of water and a Panadol.
Oh, I never do that.
That's all good in theory, but if you're pissed when you go to bed, you're not being like, oh, better think about tomorrow. I'm thinking, I fall asleep with my shoes on a lot of the time. So, like, listen, I'm not doing my nighttime skim routine and drinking water.
You really do.
Nikki, you do.
Put my
you
shoes
do,
on.
Like, no, no, you like.
Oh, I always take off my makeup.
You take 100%. Your makeup. Yeah, I'm like, makeup.
I can't sleep with it on. I'm like, ugh.
I almost didn't have a shower last night and I didn't even have a single drink.
Oh, that's dark.
I was like laying in my room and I was like, fuck.
Can't be bothered.
But I did. I was like, Lucy, turn the movie off and go and have a shower.
Turn the Grinch off and get in there.
No, last night I watched The Dark Knight.
Oh, wow. I nearly watched that too.
Yeah, it's, I think it must be new to Netflix.
It must be.
Yeah. All right, number five. Don't get too messy at work events. Mm. Avoid confronting coworkers.
That's a good one.
Can I just say, as someone that's been an employee and a boss, don't do it.
Mm.
Don't do it.
I remember at this one Christmas party that I had years ago, like, you know what it's like, especially if there's like a few different sort of departments or whatever, and then all of a sudden everyone's there drinking together, mingling, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a couple of people got so wasted at our Christmas party and they were sitting on a bench and we did lawn bowls or something. And anyway, they ended up fucking hooking up.
What?
In front of everyone.
Vibes.
We were kind of like, like trying to like stop it. And then, you know, I think it was like the wife of the owner of the company. She just was like, oh, you know, they're just kids at the Christmas party. Leave them go. Like she was like all good about it. But then like they were falling off the chair and breaking glasses and stuff and like just making an absolute scene.
What, like rooting on the table?
No, no. That's just, a bit of a no, fun not like from hooking up, but just kind of like they were there like sitting together and they'd knock things over. Just like, they were wasted.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, that
that's
was.
Tricky. Yeah, listen, I'm very fortunate in the fact that we work with mainly girls, so we never really have any, like, you know, internal office affairs, would you say? Although, Willow, you know, here if you need. But I definitely think I've worked in big offices and stuff before where there's been, like, a lot of tea to come out of the Christmas party, and it's just, it's not good for anyone. Like, if you really want to shag someone that you work with, just do it discreetly after the Christmas party finishes. Or alternatively, if you want to have a go at someone that you work with, say, wait until Monday and do it over email.
Literally, if you're still thinking about it come Monday when you've come out of your, you know, drunken state, then readdress it then.
Yeah, totally.
And I guarantee you're like, you'd be like, whew, thank God I didn't say anything at the Christmas party.
Yeah, because that's the kind of like confrontation that's very hard to come back from with a coworker.
Definitely.
For sure. All right, let's get into some gifting ideas because I think this is a fun little game to play. So what I think we're going to do is I think we go like I'm going to say
ideas
to you.
First.
Well, I was thinking best friend ideas. I think we'll do it like that.
Yeah.
Ideas for your parents. Mm-hmm. Ideas for your boyfriend.
Cute.
All right. Best friend ideas. First one, best friend idea.
Okay.
Buy them the 2021 Basic Girls Guide diary.
That's a good one. Get your friends organized. Where can they get that?
They can get that. So it's going on pre-sale. It will be next week. So if this is coming out on Friday, it will be coming out the following week. And it gets delivered in the first week of January 2021. And it's the perfect present for your best friend. It's a really fun diary. It's like super well priced, $59.95, I think I'm pricing it at. And it's just, yeah, the perfect. It's the perfect gift for your bestie.
I love that. The little, and it's like, you know, time sensitive to the new year, gets you all motivated.
Yep, love that. All right, what about you? What's a present idea from you?
I'd say a festival ticket. There's heaps of festivals that are coming up.
Fuck, that's a generous gift for your friend.
Okay, yeah.
Like $100 and something.
Your best friend?
Yeah, true.
I think you're going your basic friend for the diary that you get your best
friend. I would probably not spend more than $100 on your Christmas present, no offense.
Oh.
I don't think we've never even bought each other Christmas presents.
No, but we'll go out for dinner or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
spend our joint money at Rickshaw's doll.
We'll spend our combined money together.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one.
No, that's a really good one. I'd get that for my boyfriend.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, you know, budget's a little bit higher in that department.
Or another good one for your mate, a candle.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Cannot go wrong with a candle.
Or, oh my God, I actually have so many facials that I need to use from my birthday. That get I just realised. Yeah, because, you know, everything closed for so long.
Yeah.
I just realised that. Wow.
Candle's a good one. Voucher for the their favourite Jagger and Stone, you know, if they like Jagger and Stone, get them a Jagger and Stone voucher.
Literally.
A facial, or I cannot go past a BWS voucher or a really nice bottle of wine.
Or actually, guys, this is a fucking good one. Get them a wine subscription voucher.
Yes.
So I recently did this with Good Pair Days. And so your friend will send you the voucher and then you get the code and everything and you can go on and still do the quiz to find out your favourite wines and then the box gets delivered to you. So it still comes looking like a little gift.
Cute.
I think it's really nice. Yeah.
That's well done.
Yeah. So that's a really good one. That's Good Pair Days wine subscription. Or there's a few different ones out on the market as well, but that's just one that we've used lately.
That's one that we love.
Or if you like have like a big group of girlfriends, or just go out for dinner and like put in money to do something or like go stay somewhere all together or do you know what I mean? Like do an experience together.
Or what about something like, I love, this sounds might sound cringe, but I like Caseify phone cases. I think they're sick.
Oh, yeah.
They're like well priced and they're not, you know, sometimes you just get cringe gifts. Like a cool phone case, like a personalized custom phone case with your name on it is a cool gift.
Mm.
And it's, you know, thoughtful.
And you can always change out your phone case too. You know what I mean? It's not like literally, you're just like real specific with it.
Literally. Or another one, get them a voucher at a cool nail salon that does like nail art.
Mm, that's, I think that's cool.
Or get them a tattoo voucher. Yeah, like for Jerome's birthday, we got him like a, we said we'd pay for him to get a tattoo.
Mm.
That kind of a thing.
It's a sick.
It's like thoughtful, kind of like you're doing something together, but it's not like you're not doing it together. It's like an activity that you can do, you know?
Another good one that I had, which is just cute, like you could get it for, I don't know, like, I don't know who could get it really. I'm gonna do it for like my nieces and nephews as just like an extra present.
Mm.
But that bake my face. The cookies
so
with your
cute.
Face on it. Like they're going to die. They'll be like, oh my God, it's me on a cookie. I get to eat it.
Yeah, that's really fun. Yeah, that's personalized,
that's a good corporate
low
gift
budget.
As well, I'd say.
Yeah, that's a good corporate gift. All right, well then that next one, let's do presents for your mum.
Presents for mum. I like the idea of like a voucher, like a flight voucher or a dinner voucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because I live away from my mum, so I'm like, here's a flight voucher, then you can use it to come see me.
Yeah, that's a nice one. Fuck, my mum would probably like a fishing rod, to be honest. Last year I got a boat BCF voucher, so I don't know.
Mm.
I've like not got your typical mum gifts, but I feel like other mums would like, you know, like a really beautiful coffee table book.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I never used to be into coffee table books, but I am now.
Big salad bowls, like really beautiful
Ooh,
salad bowls.
Oh, yeah.
I always get like people's, you know, like Cam's mum or grandma or stuff, I'd always buy them like a nice pottery salad bowl.
Yeah, like something. Oh, keep cups. Great gift idea.
Oh, yep.
Really beautiful pottery from the planet, pottery of the planet.
Pottery, yeah, pottery for the planet. For the planet.
Beautiful ceramic keep cups, I think, are a great gift for anyone.
Yeah, that is a good one. They actually do little, like they're like Tupperware equivalent size bowls with like the same sort of lid that goes on it as
cute.
What the key. Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, they're actually epic. I actually asked
like
my sister
what
to get me
take for like your luncheon.
Yeah,
like a reusable bowl.
And like
bowl.
Instead of using like Glad wrap, it's got like the little plastic kind of cover on it to keep it tight in the fridge.
Ah, that's a good idea. Yeah, so that's pottery for the planet.
But something that I read that's been going around the internet lately is like everyone's sort of saying after COVID, if you are buying gifts, you should try and support your local stores. You know,
oh,
people
that's
that
good.
Might not be like surviving as much. And yeah, gift vouchers, man. Gift vouchers are where it's at.
Oh my God, do you know what else is another great present for like your mum or even your best friend? I love plants.
Yeah, me too.
Because like you can't really get someone flowers for Christmas. That's kind of a weird Christmas flex.
True.
All right. Corporate gift ideas. So this could be like if you need to get your boss or maybe you own a company and you have to get them for someone else with like another company. What are some good corporate ones?
Big old Magnum of Rosé, baby.
That's what we got everyone last year. We got a massive Magnum of Rosé, which
and
is
And we got
sick.
Little stickers printed and put them on the wine boxes.
That was really cool, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and we got them careered out. That was nice, personal.
Personal little touch there.
Corporate, I'm trying to think. Fuck, it's like even like so many people around this time of year like send boxes of cherries and stuff.
Oh, that's a vibe.
And they're good because then you share them with your office. So, you know, like you've got your cherries or you've got your chockies or...
We got a big box of chocolate last year from one of our...
We actually got a lot of chocolate last year. So I feel like doing fruit as a healthy option for the office is a good vibe because...
Yeah.
Or even like those grazing plate things. Send one to like an office on a Friday arvo.
Well, I saw Tam got Carlene the other day a cocktail making kit.
Yeah, that's a good
like
idea.
As like a corporate gift. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Like something a little bit different.
Yeah. Do Mr. Consistent.
Have great gift boxes.
That's a good corporate gift.
Mr. Consistent is a great gift present idea for not only it could be a friend or a corporate gift or anything like that.
Yeah, because they come so beautifully packaged as well. Like
they really
do.
They're
in these like hard wooden boxes. And the garnishes that they keep to go on the cocktails are super chic.
Yeah, that's a great gift idea. Great gift idea. All right, what about your boyfriend? Festival ticket?
Yeah, I always like having like a band ticket or something. Like if there's like a touring band coming up, get them a tick. Or like a staycay somewhere. Book like a nice hotel.
You're buying presents for yourself. that old chestnut.
Boy, literally.
Buying something for them, but it's actually that you can enjoy it too.
Oh my God, listen, I'm so true.
I'm not going to lie, I've done that plenty of times
Guilty.
Before.
Guilty.
What else?
That's a good one.
I don't have a boyfriend, so I don't know anything about buying gifts to people for boyfriends.
I'm trying to think.
Trying to think what I used to buy Maddie.
Last year I got Cam Bonnevere tickets. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Maddie probably would have liked if I got him like some gourmet salt and pepper shaker or something.
Oh, Cam loved getting cookbooks actually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Loved cookbooks.
Depends on what their passions are though, really, hey?
Yeah. Or like just ask, you know, if they need, like my dad is always knows what he wants for Christmas. I fucking love it. He's like, this year I'm into mountain biking. Get me a voucher from this bike shop. Or this year I want, do you know what I mean? I love it. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
I'm not going to lie. Please no one get me vouchers because I don't use them. I forget about them and then they expire and they're just a waste of money. Honestly, like that's, the amount of vouchers I've never used is like unfathomable.
Oh, do you know a good present I got? I got these. It's from my sister. This really cool beach chair.
Cool. Did you ever use it?
Yeah. And every time I put it on my Instagram, everyone's like, where's it from? I don't know where she got them, but they're sick. They fold up like into nothing. They fold up really flat. But it like props up on the sand but then sits flat on the sand.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I remember
awesome. It. Awesome. Oh, yeah, a good book. I remember when I was little, I used to love getting a DVD.
Oh, yeah. That's
invalid because of Netflix.
What's the worst and the best present you've ever got? I know the worst present I ever got. One year Jim got me the Lady Gaga coffee table book.
Oh, not
when I was like 20, I didn't even have like a nice coffee table to place it on. And I was like, what is this, Jim? And like one of the main, all I remember is the page where she wore all that meat as a dress.
Ooh,
and I was like,
dark.
Up to Jim, was this on sale for like $2? I love getting books though.
Mm.
I love a self-help book gift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's just my flex, though, you know?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I actually love, like, even, like, bars of soap and stuff. That's nice. Like,
yeah.
Really chic bars of soap.
Yep. My auntie, every year since we were little kids, just got my brothers either a pair of socks or jocks for Christmas, and that was always, like...
It's so funny because... Like when you're little, it's like, oh, socks and jocks, you know, it's so weird. Nana got me socks and jocks. And now it's like, fuck yeah, socks and jocks.
Literally, best Christmas present ever.
Or like a beach towel. I feel like that's always a goodie.
Oh, like man, nice I've got some fucking shocking beach towels in my
but
time.
But like nice, like Turkish ones or something. Like,
yeah,
depends
like
what you're into.
A perfume is always great
for. I reckon that's risky biz.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, big time.
You reckon?
So many people are very particular with their scents, you know?
Yeah, true.
I just remember I did get gifted a perfume once. Carlene actually gifted, she gives the best gifts and she gave me
Carlene
a perfume
does
once and I was like, oh, nervous. And honestly, and now it's all I wear. Like I fucking love it so much.
Oh my God. Do you know what I reckon the best present that you can get anyone is?
Oh my God,
girl, boy, doesn't matter. A beautiful leather toiletry bag. And we got them from Status Anxiety this year and they were the most beautiful gifts.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great, great, great
gift idea. Status Anxiety actually have heaps of good stuff. Even their overnight bags are a vibe.
Yeah, like getting someone, if I if like someone got me for Christmas a beautiful leather overnight bag and a beautiful leather toiletry bag, I would be like, fucking beautiful. How many times do I want to throw the word beautiful into fucking that boots. Sentence?
Yeah, Bootski. That's nice. Or even just like nice, beautiful like vases or pots for your house is nice.
Again, that can be taste specific though. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you've got, if you're the one of those people that you're like, listen, I kind of have bad taste. I'm not going to go and buy my very stylish friend a, you know, something. Like, you know, sometimes people just buy you things that they like and not what you like. And it's just almost like, it's just a bit selfish. But then there's so many other things that you can buy them that would actually be useful. Do you know what would be, like, I got 1 year, random as fuck present. I can't even remember who got it for me. It might have even been Maddie. But he got me a cauliflower rice maker. Best gift ever.
Oh, that is a goodie.
How much did we use that at our old
actually,
house?
Actually, yeah. Like cool kitchen utensils like that are a vibe, like zucchini peelers.
Like a zoodler.
Yeah.
Okay, another great gift idea. Okay, do you know what I don't love? Christmas gifts that I don't necessarily love. You don't mind them because we've obviously received a few of them together. I don't like weird hampers because I never end up using them.
Love hampers.
Do you use them though?
I often don't use all of them.
No, exactly.
As I've gotten in my older age and I don't often have like heaps of food in the fridge in the cupboard, I find that I eat it more because I'm like more aware of what I own.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like I'll be, oh, I've got those crackers, let's eat them, you know.
You know what I would love someone for me to get? And this is just, you know, a me thing because I love food. But if someone went to like a deli and threw down like $50 on like a beautiful expensive pasta, maybe a stunning chili oil, a beautiful like Himalayan salt, like just some of those like, yeah, no, we've done it as a gift before for sure. Or like, you know, if someone's gluten-free or something, you can go and do like all gluten-free version.
That's clever.
Yeah. I think that, and because you
I love that idea and pretty much everyone knows a gluten-free person.
And like, I think this is good for people our age because we all actually like indulging in beautiful food.
Mm.
Whereas like, you know, maybe if you're in your early 20s, you don't really care that much about that kind of stuff. But, you know, if someone went and just laid down, you know, $50 to $100 on like some beautiful things, like even like a really expensive olive oil, you know you're 30 when.
Literally.
You love olive oil.
Mate, I buy this, the way I just said it was so weird.
Boy.
I buy this delicious salt and it is garlic, chili and Himalayan rock salt.
Oh, it's bloody good.
Oh, it's that good. It costs like fucking $14 though.
Worth it though. Worth every penny.
Every time someone uses it, I'm like, is that complimenting the flavours? Make sure.
But no, even like things like Nick and I sometimes go to the Chinese grocer and just buy like really nice chili oils.
Yeah, it's the best.
You won't regret that.
Always
ever.
Good. Actually, we need to get more of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're nearly out, doll.
We really are.
So yeah, Chinese grocer for vibes.
Yeah,
I know. Add it to your hamper.
That went from being like a beautiful deli, and then straight to the Chinese grocer.
I love it.
But guys, that is just a few little tips and tricks for the way that we survive Christmas. And
gift ideas, because people have been asking us in our DMs, like, guys, you guys have good taste or something. What should I get my boyfriend or what should I get my friend?
Yeah.
Or can you recommend good stores for this? So I hope that helps you all.
And I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Merry Christmas.
And enjoy this little bonus ep. And we'll see you all next Monday for another episode of Happy Hour.
ILYSM.
Have a great day.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. Stay up to date with us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.